Cred Film Radio.
Raindance Film Festival, London, UK.
Cred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and the Raindance Film Festival is fast approaching, so what better way to gear up for it than to talk with its director and founder, Elliot Grove. Elliot, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, it's a nice warm day here. And I'm on the street walking over to the cinema with a whole bunch of, these days we don't show film, we show hard drives formatted a special way called a digital cinema package, or DCP for short. That's great, because they're light, I got them in my pocket.
Elliot, you founded the Raindance Film Festival and the British Independent Film Award, so you're quite an important figure in the British independent film scene. So before we get to talking about the festival itself, I'm wondering about your own personal history. What's your background? How did you actually get started in films?
Well, you know, I have no film training. I started Raindance as a thought experiment over 20 years ago, which was, can you make a movie without any money or any experience or any training? And my first intern was a guy called Edgar Wright. And then a couple years later, I met another guy who was at university at the time. His name was Chris Nolan. And they were both making movies with virtually no money. And when they started making movies, there wasn't really any place to show them at the Raindance Film Festival, and then found out something, as a Canadian, quite painful about my British countrymen. If you're sitting down, you are snobs. And you saw the early posters of the festival, and you didn't see a big brand or government logo on it, and you did some research and thought, oh God, it's being run by a Canadian. So you pretty much all ignored it those first 7 or 8 years. But that very first year, back in 1993, we did have the first ever public screening of a film starring Leonardo DiCaprio, and he was only 14 when he made What's Eating Gilbert Grape. Mm. And don't believe me, look it up on IMDb.com, the movie website, and see for yourself, and bingo, there it is. And furthermore, I grew up as on a farm outside Toronto, and my parents were members of the most unusual Protestant sect called the Amish, the horse and buggy people. And I was always told never ever to go to the movie theater because the devil lived there. And here I am carrying on the devil's work.
So you weren't able to watch films when you were growing up?
No. I didn't see a movie until I was 16. Being a hot summer's day and being 16 and having a few coins in my pocket, I decided to see what the devil looked like. And lo and behold, 3 doors up from the house, Lord, was the house of the devil. And I paid my money. It was only 99 cents. I had no idea what a movie was at all. I had no idea. I just thought, never, ever go there. And I sat down in a room like church, you know, with the chairs all lined up facing the front. And they turned the flipping lights off. And I was scared. The curtains opened. And the first movie I ever saw was Lassie Comes Home. And I cried like a baby all the way through. And at the end, I rushed up to see if I could feel on the screen the texture of the bark or the fur. It was all gone in the twinkling of an eye, and I was totally hooked.
So the devil was Lassie.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
The weird thing about that story is totally true. I mean, I was so naive, and then when I came here in the mid-80s, first of all, I did everything under the sun except movies, and went spectacularly bust in the last big recession in 1991. Spent a whole year feeling sorry for myself until a wise old friend said, that as long as you're feeling sorry for yourself, no doctor in the world could help you. So I asked him what I should do, and he said, you should do what you love, and I love movies. So that's when I started Raindance.
That's sort of how the Raindance started then, out of love, really.
Well, yeah, and this thought experiment, can you do it with nothing and no training and no experience, because I had none of the three things. And it's not been easy. We've had our ups and downs. But we're still on our feet, and we're still doing, and this year promises to be the best ever with some of the most exceptional films. And a couple things have happened over these 2 decades plus that I've been doing it. First of all, we don't show any celluloid. Secondly, we don't buy expensive ads in newspapers and magazines. It's all social media. And the third thing that's happened is that Raindance is now recognized by the trade papers, Variety, and IndieWire.com in America, the big film website, is as the largest independent film festival in Europe, second biggest in London, blah, blah, blah. So those are high barriers to live up to. but we're gratified by the huge amount of support we have from people like you and your listeners who are sick and tired of the traditional Hollywood fare. And if you decide to come to Raindance on a Tuesday night and just don't know what you're going to see, and the new film starting every 15 minutes, I don't care if it's the Afghani art house horror film or the documentary from America about drug culture and the music scene, whatever it is, you'll see a movie and you'll be guaranteed that the movie experience that you have is extreme on one of three counts. First of all, extreme topics. These are not the normal sanitized topics you see in the normal multiplexes. The second thing you'll see is extreme filmmaking techniques, some using classical techniques but pushing it to the boundaries, others shooting films that are screening in cinemas on their cell phones, edited on the free software you get with your Apple or your PC. And the third thing, it is extremely entertaining. So you'll walk out scratching your head going, wow, that was a movie. May not be your personal taste, but you'll have seen a movie, and the filmmakers pretty much all attending, so you can meet with them afterwards and say, hey, what made you think of doing that, or how did you do that, or why did you do that? And it's part of the experience.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I firmly believe that the future of cinema very much depends on alternative and independent cinema, because it's just a lot more exciting. It actually gives people a chance to discover something rather than going to see the same old things.
Well, that's our tagline, discover and be discovered, because many filmmakers have had their film at the festival and then be discovered. There's a documentary that we're screening next week called Fight Church from America about Christians who become professional wrestlers, you know, that kicking and biting stuff they do in America, and they're fighting for Jesus. And that film yesterday was picked up for North American distribution by Lionsgate, and a film we had last year called Tales from the Organ Trade, about how these poor innocent victims in third world countries sell their kidneys for $50,000 but only get about $5, and how all that happens. That film has just been nominated also yesterday for a Grierson Award, the very prestigious British Documentaries Award. It's a bit like the Oscar for documentaries.
Yeah.
And those are the kinds of films you can see before anyone else has seen when you come to the festival, because all of our films are either British or world premieres.
I'm very excited already just hearing you talk about some of the titles. And actually, I'm delighted that it's getting the recognition that it's getting now, as you mentioned, because many people might not know it, but like films like Memento, The Blair Witch Project, and Ghost World premiered at Raindance. Is that correct?
They did indeed. And when those films played at Raindance, there was none of the hype or buzz surrounding them that came later. And that's all we're trying to do, is get some people together in a big room to appreciate and enjoy the works of new filmmakers, bold, fresh, aggressive, innovative.
You're trying to get people together in a room to watch the films, but you're also trying to get people together to talk about making other films.
Well, that's true. We have a whole series of panels and events. Something quite extraordinary we're doing, our opening night film, I, Origins, by Mike Cahill. It's the second film, his first film, 3 years ago, a film called Another Earth. He's coming back with his second film starring Michael Pitt and Britt Marling. And the day after, Thursday, next week, a week today, he's doing something called Anatomy of the Real, where you'll get the first 10 pages of the script, watch the first 10 pages, the 10 minutes of the film, and then he's going to talk about how he got that film made and all that stuff. He's going to be interviewed by Robbie Collins, the prestigious, if you like, celebrity film critic of The Telegraph. And that's kind of a rare behind the black curtain experience that we like to promote at Raindance.
That sounds very original, that the script idea.
Yeah, nobody does that.
And also, there's obviously other networking events as well. I kind of took a look at it. It's prices, opportunities in all sectors of the film industry.
Yeah, and don't forget your listeners to like watching web series and web content on Saturday and Sunday, the 27th and 28th. We're doing Britain's only Webfest. And on the Sunday night, the first ever British Independent Series Awards, commemorating and honoring people who make content directly for the internet, cutting out, if you like, the cinema, if you like, the way filmmaking is going, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah, exactly, absolutely. So how can more information be found about all of these countless initiatives by Raindance?
Well, it's sunny today, but it normally rains in London. You have to dance to get your film made. So raindancefestival.org will give you all the information you need, including the phone number of our cinema partners, the View Cinema chain, if you have a specific show, or you can buy a pass for the whole damn thing for £135.
I feel like I have to emphasize that this really feels like the kind of festival not only for film fans, for people that want to discover a different type of cinema, but also for filmmakers. There's not a lot of festivals that really give filmmakers a chance to do something new, something productive, to meet people in the way that Raindance is doing. So, guys, go. This is a festival for you.
It's a good thing I'm outside, because if I was inside, the doors to our offices here in Trafalgar Square are quite narrow, and I think my head is getting so big I'd have to squeeze to get out. So thank you very much.
No, thank you. It was a pleasure talking with you. Now, let's remind our listeners, what are the dates for the festival again?
It starts on Wednesday, the 24th of September. Now, the screening, I Origins, is sold out, but we're doing an after party at the Cafe Sofria. Music supplied by a now filmmaker, a guy called Roland Gift, who you might remember as the frontman singer of Fine Young Cannibals, giving his first London solo show in over 20 years.
Oh, right.
And followed by DJ BDI, and Douglas Hart, who was the founding bass player of the Jesus and Mary Chain. He's also
wow.
Now a filmmaker. And then it goes until Sunday, October 5th. So 12 days of movies, networking, panels. You'll need toothpicks to prop your eyeballs open.
Yeah, and music.
yeah.
You got it all. You got it all. So thanks very much for talking with us. It was a real pleasure. And this is Fred from Radio, The Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.